refugees and migrants trying to cross a narrow channel here.
From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. Brooke Gladstone is away this week. I'm Bob Garfield.
It's clear that the risk of drowning at sea is not enough to deter, especially refugees who fled.
So far this year, more than 380,000 souls have undertaken the treacherous crossing of the Mediterranean into Europe, of whom some 2,800 have died en route. Hundreds of thousands more have traveled by air or trekked on foot. The exodus is testing the resources and the political will of the European Union, where humanitarian impulses compete against a stagnant economy and large pockets of Islamophobia. The crisis is also playing out in the language used to describe it.
Breaking news we're covering on the migrant crisis in Europe. So much human drama.
This exploding migrant crisis. Thousands of people are trying to escape war.
Europe's growing migrant crisis is playing out in Hungary. Thousands of desperate migrants are pushing and shoving their way into...
Perhaps taking their cues from politicians, in describing those seeking security in the West, media have favored the word migrant. The term isn't strictly inaccurate, comprising as it does both those looking for refuge from war or oppression and those simply trying to improve their economic lot. But it also isn't necessarily neutral. Note the contempt in this statement by France's President François Hollande.
We must differentiate between refugees and migrants. Migrants who are coming for other reasons, such as escaping poverty in their countries, cannot be welcomed under this regime.
And he's a socialist. The loading of language is particularly problematic at the moment because, in fact, the vast majority in the current influx are not purely economic migrants, but refugees in the purest sense. More than 70% of those who've made the sea crossing are from Syria, Afghanistan, Eritrea, and Somalia, desperate to flee the horrors of civil war and oppressive regimes.
We are not searching for food or shelter or such thing. We are here for safe, just we want to live.
Some say it's wrong to make the refugee-migrant distinction, arguing that it implicitly creates a hierarchy of need. As Professor Jorgen Carling of the Peace Research Institute Oslo wrote, quote, "When people drown at sea or suffocate in lorries, our first question should not be so, which kind were they, refugees or migrants? But when walls are built and police deployed and opportunistic politicians are playing for votes, semantic distinctions can be a matter of life and death." Many news organizations, including AP, BBC, NPR, The New York Times, and The Washington Post, have reported on this linguistic debate. Notably, one outlet, Al Jazeera English, has taken an official position to abandon the word migrant in favor of refugee. Barry Malone is online editor for Al Jazeera English, and he wrote about the thinking behind the editorial staff's decision.
We felt that the word had shifted, that it had evolved away from its dictionary definition in the Mediterranean context, and that it had started to become something of a political tool and also a pejorative. And then there are governments who are insistent on speaking about a migrant crisis and very keen to avoid the word refugee because, of course, they have different legal obligations when it comes to refugees than when it comes to so-called economic migrants.
Specifically, you can't turn refugees away. According to international law, going back to 1951, you can build walls to keep migrants away.
If migrants or, you know, so-called economic migrants show up without legal papers, then yes, countries can turn them away. And they simply can't do that with refugees. And so you can see a clear political reason why some governments don't want to say the word refugee. And I think one of the key tenets of journalism is that we should never blindly accept a terminology that those in power would prefer us to use. You know, we should always question that terminology, investigate it, and if necessary, challenge it. And this time, when we looked at the figures, we just thought it was necessary to challenge it.
It's an interesting journalistic problem because I think our instincts are to choose the right word by dictionary definition. But we're not operating in a vacuum. And if the decision to default to the pure, accurate dictionary definition, as you say, is a de facto political decision, reading the dictionary turns a journalist into a political actor. It's a tough circle to square.
One of the criticisms that I've seen made of us is that we have politicized these terms by refusing to use the term migrant, that we are somehow making a political move. And, you know, I fundamentally disagree with that. Our move was not political. It was rooted in a desire for accuracy. And to me, therefore, it was completely journalistic.
Now, there is another solution that has been proffered, and that is to simply say migrants and refugees, to use both to achieve specificity that way.
To be honest, I don't think it's a bad solution. I thought it was a very good contribution to the debate from UNHCR, who, after all, are the people who are at the coalface of this problem, actually there in the shores of Europe dealing with it. But having said that, we don't want to create a hierarchy of people who are crossing the Mediterranean Sea with this decision. This was not about us trying to say refugees are important and forget about the so-called economic migrants. They also deserve respect, and they also deserve all of the legal protections that are available to them. But of course, the fact is that those legal protections, as you've said earlier, are different. One criticism that's been made of us is that we may contribute to that debate by stopping using the word instead of trying to reclaim it. I thought that was valid. And, you know, if the word could be reclaimed, then we may well go back to using it because, you know, our style guide is very much a living thing and we have these discussions about terminology every day.
And I suppose if your overcrowded boat off the coast of Bodrum, Turkey, capsizes and you're drowned, it really doesn't matter what Al Jazeera calls you.
Absolutely. You could definitely make an argument, and I think a very compelling one, to say talking about the word is a sideshow. You know, we're trying very hard at this network and we're not alone in it. But to tell the human story, you know, to go and speak to the people and find out how they've gotten into this situation, where they've come from, what has pushed them from their homes. But, you know, words do have power as well. And journalists do wield power in the way that they use those words. And we have a tremendous power as media organizations to shape these conversations. And although it's a semantic argument, trying to describe more accurately the horrible situation that most of these people have found themselves in is an attempt to kind of reveal their humanity more so that people can identify with them.
Barry, many thanks.
Thanks, Bob. Nice talking to you.
Barry Malone is the online editor for Al Jazeera English.